This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm really excited to have him on the show. They haven't been on the show since July 18th of 2017. We're talking about APCO Energy, Inc. They're down there in Tucson. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol ABCE. Their stock price is about 0.4 cents. That's 0.004. And with us today to talk about his company and to bring us up to speed is the president of it, Charles O'Dowd. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's good to be here.
You know, since the last time you were on the show, we've had a lot of new excitement and some new contracts. One was with the NASDAQ. And so we've got a lot of new listeners. If you don't mind, would you maybe give us a about statement of who you guys are and then what you do? And then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Essentially, we are solar contractors. We install residential and commercial, industrial, government solar arrays. And we have been fairly successful in our production. We have great reviews from our customers. And we've been in business since 2008, which means we got past the magic 10-year mark.
Right.
The pride that we have in our installation is something that shines and shows in our reviews that we get from our customers. Our commercial side has started to pick up considerably in the last year. We've signed over $1 million worth of transactions this year so far, and we came into the year with about a $400,000 backlog. So we had a good year with about a little under $2 million in revenue last year. We're looking to expand that, and we've got some new products, and we're ready to go into the new year and make the best of it.
Well, you know, I asked you on the show for many reasons. There seems to be a little bit of a paradigm shift in your industry. One is the tariff. There's a 30% tariff. And how does that work? Does it affect your company and your industry?
The tariff is something that's really yet to be dealt with all the time. And that is because it's just going into effect. There is quite a bit of solar product which was already landed in the United States, which won't be subject to the tariff. It's a 30% tariff imposed at the manufacturer's level.
Right.
So by the time the product goes from the manufacturer to the wholesaler, to the distributor, to the retailer, the effect on the consumer on the back end is about 5%. That could hurt some large scale, what we call utility scale installations, because the margins on those are pretty skinny anyway. But to the average installation, smaller installations, what we're talking about is that it will have a minimal effect. And the market pretty much had figured it was going to happen anyway, so it had accommodated in advance to that.
You know, I thought you guys had a good year. You know, you did put up about $1.7 million in revenue. You guys are starting doing some carport shade structures. You did one in, I think, a press release about that in November 16th. But I want to ask you, what are your plans for 2018? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're continuing to get larger and industrial and commercial projects. And of course, the key to that is the financing. The market's tightened up for quite a while, but we're finding that financing is becoming more readily available. The 30% investment tax credit is still a viable figure in figuring the return on the investment, especially for the investors. And so looking at that, I think we're going to have more growth there. As far as the residential is concerned, we have some great product, and we've been very successful at tailoring our market to the local market in Phoenix and in Tucson. And we're moving into New Mexico and Nevada and looking at expanding into those markets, both of which are favorable towards towards solar.
You know, I was looking at your market cap. Your market cap's only 680,000. Your stock's at 004. I believe your float's around 28 million. Where do you see your stock price going? I know you don't speculate, but it just seems to me as an investor, you guys are very undervalued here.
Well, we think we're undervalued. That's a funny expression. But in any event, yeah, we can't speculate, as you know, on the price of our stock because it's just too volatile. What we want to do is we're looking in 2018 to get relisted on the OTCQB. We've been there before, but what we need to do is we need to have our stock price at a penny or more for 30 days, and we're looking to accomplish that. We've had quite a bit of trading activity in the last 4 or 5 days, and that's been really positive for us. Price has gone up a little bit. Of course, it could go. We want it to go higher, but things are looking good for us, and we're always looking for partners and for merger and acquisition opportunities, which would give us greater and faster growth.
My guest that I'm highlighting today is APCO Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is ABCE, and you've been listening to the president of the company, Charles O'Dowd. You know, Charles, I've been in the OTC markets for about 20 years and also an investor in the OTC markets. And one of the things that concerns me the most is toxic debt. Can you bring us up to speed of how you guys are going to finance going forward in 2018? It sounds like you guys want to take on some bigger projects, and maybe just give us a little bit of an update of your balance sheet.
Well, we have had some debt, but we've been whittling away at that, and have actually cut it way down, maybe in half from what it was at its apex. The toxic debt is something that we avoid as much as possible. Sometimes it's necessary for a short term, but when you look into convertible debentures and that type of lending, that's something that we try to avoid. We're looking more at equity. We think that that's a better way for our investors to go, and it shows them as true investors and not simply as money changers.
Charles, while I got you on the line and everything, I know that you guys did $1.7 million in revenue in 2017. Do you feel that you have enough projects in the pipeline, maybe in the first quarter all the way up to the third quarter, that you guys will supersede the numbers of 2017?
We definitely do. I mean, that's the target that we have. We want to show the performance that will justify getting our stock price up to a penny and get us back on the OTCQB. We have, as I said, executed over $1 million worth of, almost $1 million worth of contracts since the beginning of the year. Our market in Tucson and in Phoenix is still very good, settling down better in the Tucson market. And the commercial financing is becoming more viable and more realistic. The effect of the 30% federal investment tax credit is still very viable for investors, and the cash flow that they can glean from the projects is attractive. So we think that we're tapped in and positioned really well to grow considerably this coming year.
I want my listeners to follow this company, APCO Energy. It's a winner, especially down here at 004. Charles, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
Well, if our listeners get an opportunity to visit our website at www.abcoenergy.com, you'll see that we're dealing with a company that is promoting and creating a off-grid mini-grid for disaster relief, which the timing is perfect. Could be better. We should have had it last year. And then the other product that we're very happy about and excited about is a 23 SEER solar-powered air conditioning system, which is could be the answer to quite a few of the problems that we have with being able to get enough power into the house to power the air conditioning and keep the lights on. That's a real winner of a product that we're promoting. So going into the year, just keep your eye on ABCE, and we'll ride this together.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Thank you, Everett, for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.